You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and welcome to America's Web Radio and the Dan and
Dave Show.
Yeah, got it right, partner. That's my man out on the left coast. He is getting prepared. He's got his long handles on. It's cold weather out in Portland, Oregon.
We're all hoping for snow. We got our snow prayer going. Let it snow.
I think you may get it, as a matter of fact. I think it's snowing up in the mountains, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We need it. It was a dry, dark year last year for the skiers. So we're hoping, you know, we'd like to be on the mountain by Thanksgiving. Maybe that'll happen.
You don't even ski.
Well, I say we. I mean, you know, all of us Oregonians.
Ah. Well, yeah. Is the mountain big enough for all of Oregon?
Probably. Yeah, it's a big mountain.
Well, yeah,
probably.
Okay, so you know that's good. I'm glad that you're getting ready for ski season and all that. You used to, I assume you did. You used to go up to Ruidoso, didn't you? And up to Sierra Blanca.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We went up to Ruidoso. Now this is me and my friend John and a couple of other guys. We would go up to Ruidoso when they only had, the only way to get up to the top of the run was with a rope tow. So what you did, you grabbed a hold of the rope and it pulled you up the side of the mountain, and then you skied down in a kind of a wedge shape. You know, your skis are making a V.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't even teach that way of skiing anymore. Everything is parallel now.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that was a long time ago, because they had the lifts by the late 60s.
Yeah, well, we went up and skied, and you go to the top of Sierra Blanca, and you can see off the back side of the mountain, you can see the white sands. It was beautiful,
view. Yeah.
Go up there on a clear day, and you can see out over, you can see almost all the way to El Paso. I mean, it's a beautiful view.
Just what everybody wants to see, to El Paso. But it's all changed, you know. And I said, I know they had lifts in the early 70s. They weren't using your rope pull back then. I don't know, when did they put in the lifts, you think?
Yeah, early 70s, probably.
Yeah.
That's been a long time ago. You're stretching my memory.
You didn't, you never lost any money at the Downs, did you?
No, I never went to a horse race, I don't believe.
Really? I went to one, and I wasn't a novice. What's before novice? Just stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was stupid, and I made a contribution to the Downs. Ruidoso Downs, quarter horse, greatest quarter horse track in the world. And left them a few shekels.
I wonder if it still is. I don't know. I guess it's still there and still running, I would hope.
I don't know, but only Ruidoso could have one other place, and I couldn't for the life of me recall what the name of it is now, but it was just a big old warehouse with a sign in the front, and it must have had 1,000 park benches or table, you know, benches with tables attached to them or whatever, you know. And it had one, and the dance floor was the concrete floor, as I recall. And you went there Fridays and Saturday nights, and they sold one thing, beer, or pitchers of beer. And those girls were some of the strongest girls I've ever seen.
Probably only danced one way, and that's country and western.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. those girls would bring to a table, you know, they'd have I can't say whether it was three or four pitchers of beer in each hand. Now, they were a little messy every now and then, but they would put down those pitchers, and you'd pull out that $5 for the pitcher, and off to the races you went. And it was just good fun, you know? I mean, it was had a lot of fun going. I wish I could remember that place or remember the name of it, but... I'm sure it's no longer there. I'm sure Ruidoso has classed up a bit compared to what it was back in 1971.
Well, that's interesting. Your lifestyle was a lot different than mine. You started talking about a big building, and I thought it was the skating rink. They had a roller skating rink indoor, and that's what I thought you were talking about. I never dreamed that you would go to a place that served alcoholic beverages. My, oh, my.
I stayed there some nights, guarding the place.
I'd like to go back to Ruidoso and see what it's like. It's an interesting little town, and the road from Roswell up to Ruidoso, I went over that road a million times.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
Yeah. And I bet it's not a little town anymore. I imagine it's every place else. Well, We had a little incident on Friday, and just like you were saying before we went on the air, that everybody and their dog has been talking about it in one shape, form, or fashion. I guess my only thing that I've gotten out of it is. We got a tough row to hoe. These people, there's nothing conventional about them. They don't wear uniforms. Their weapons are weapons that we've given them via Iraq. And, they're doing exactly what a lot of us have said, and I think it's coming to a shopping center or a ball game or a football game or, whatever, near us one of these days. And when I say us, I mean the United States. I only see one way of stopping, and that's like the Crusades and to annihilate them. They only understand one thing, and that's kill or be killed.
Well, see, that's where you and I may have a big difference of opinion. They go into Paris and they kill a few people. And, now France is wanting to declare war on ISIS. France is probably going to persecute some Muslims. And when they do that, that just helps ISIS recruit. Then, the radical Muslims from France leave. They go and they learn how to kill, and then they come back and they exploit their talents of killing.
I don't think you can kill them.
I think you have to fight. It's an idea. It's a concept. And I don't think you can bomb an idea out of existence. I think we need to find some other way to fight it. And that's not to say I'm not in favor of doing battle in the Middle East against these guys, but it's an idea. And their idea is based in their Muslim religion, and they see themselves as the agent of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're wanting to do is to usher in the apocalypse.
And they're doing a pretty good job.
Well, it seems like the apocalypse.
Well, you know, it's not, and this even goes back to our 9/11 in 2001. They killed 3,000 people here, and it was terrible, and the destruction was terrible. And what they did in France is terrible, but the kicker is, it's not the amount of damage that they literally do or the number of lives they take at that one given time, but they win from the standpoint of scaring everybody, and the more they do it, the more, more scared folks will be, and it'll go towards shutting down the economy, go towards, you know, more and more things of people won't want to get out, won't go places, won't do things, won't fly. You know, the situation with the Russian airline. And, you know, they know how to get to us. And again, we may not agree, but I think the only way to stop it is to stop them in their tracks. And that means killing them.
Well, the more you kill, the more people they recruit.
I don't think so. Well, if you haven't got any recruiters left, then you can't have any recruitees.
Well, good luck killing them all.
Well, you put Barack and me together, and we'll do it.
Yeah, well...
He's for patting them on the head. He's sort of like you.
Well, maybe what you need is a Donald Trump. I'm sure he would know what to do. It's a problem. I don't see a solution right off the top of my head. I don't see a solution. Now, if we had the ability to go and find them where they're at and kill them, and if we could kill them fast enough, you know, maybe it would diminish. But I think we have to approach them on two fronts. I think we have to disinterest other Muslims from joining, and I think we have to kill the current flock of radical Islamists. But how do you dissuade people from joining? That's going to be the tough part. And you know, they're doing a pretty good job on the internet using social media. They use Twitter. You know, why doesn't the West use Twitter?
Well, I understand that a lot of that is they're beginning to start taking it down. And there was an interesting thing. I think it's called Anonymous. I go in and out of the television in my office, I don't necessarily pick up everything because I turn it on and off as I'm busy doing something, or if I don't want to hear the hear what's going on and I have to do something else, well then I will shut it off. But as I was doing that, I think there's an organization called Anonymous, and it's like this cartoon sort of character comes on, and you know, they've caused us, or not us, me personally, but they've caused the U.S. and some people on Twitter and Facebook some problems by hacking into their accounts and doing this and that. But it was very funny. This cartoon character looks like a French person, actually, sort of, you know, the mustache and all of that. Comes on today, and it's on YouTube that Anonymous is declaring war on ISIS, and they're going to start hacking into ISIS accounts and putting them out of business. I'm like you. We know that they use it. I don't see why we can't go to Facebook or to Google or whoever and put an end to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a good idea. We got to take a break, my friend.
Take it.
We're going to take it right now. We'll be back on the Dan and
Dave
show. Right after this.
I'm Pat Rulo, hostess of Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, heard on America's Web Radio every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Now you and your loved ones can stay safe from little-known health care and hospital hazards. Join me Thursdays at 9 a.m. or listen to my podcasts on americaswebradio.com. For more information, visit speakupandstayalive.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. We're glad to have you listening in to whatever this might be that we're doing today. And hope you're having a good day. And, you know, Dan, I will say one thing about, and I know you and I have talked about this, and I know both of us have done it. You never know when something like this is going to happen. It could happen in the U.S. in the next 5 minutes. It could happen in any country or any place. I think you got to give the devil his due that they are scattered around the world. But this is even more reason to be prepared. And prepared means you don't know how devastating the next act might be. Take it on yourself to be prepared, and that means food-wise, money-wise, whatever you think are the essentials. It may be weapons that you want to have in case, you know, who knows what the next thing is going to be. This was obviously a lot different, and I've heard some things had they gotten into the stadium where the soccer game was going on, obviously there would have been a lot more destruction. But you don't know how much is going to be affected in the next attack, and I think there will be one. So our message is to be prepared, be ready for it.
Well, they were fairly sophisticated. Each one of them had on a vest of explosives, and apparently that's not an easy thing to build. Whoever built it, you know, was fairly intelligent about explosives and the use of explosives. So they're, you know, they're getting better at doing what they're doing. They're getting better. They're improving. And I agree with you. I think we need to be ready. I just don't know exactly what being ready means. You know, if you want to have concealed carry, if you want to, I don't know. I don't see ISIS creating mass devastation. I see ISIS doing isolated incidences of terror, and I guess that could change. I guess they could go big time and do something, maybe with a limited nuclear dirty bomb or something, but I don't think they have that capability right now.
Well,
if they did, I think they would use it.
Let me ask you a question. Assuming, and obviously France does not believe in individuals having weapons, so let's put it in the situation. You're at a concert. I guess this would be a Fred Astaire concert for you, but anyway, you're at a concert, lots of folks there, and you happen to have a carry license, and somebody starts, and you have your weapon with you, and somebody starts randomly shooting people, would you take it upon yourself to try to knock that person out?
Boy, isn't that a great question? I would think so. I guess it just depends upon where I am, where they are, you know, a lot of other variables. What really bothers me is they go into the auditorium and they command the auditorium. They're in there shooting and reloading and shooting and reloading. What are people doing? Are people just following orders? They're laying down. They're standing up. They're doing whatever the terrorists tell them to do. I might do that too. I just don't know. I mean, it's such a radical situation to be in. I think it's hard to predict. I certainly don't have the training to use a weapon in a situation like that. I've never been trained. I was thinking the other day about maybe getting some training, but I don't even know where to go to get that kind of training. I suppose some of the gun ranges have counterterrorism training. I don't know.
Oh, there are many, many places. In fact, I know a lady out in Oregon, not too far from you, that is into that. She is a trainer.
Okay.
You know, my thought has always been that, I would hopefully take the right action and have the right reaction, but with the kind of luck I have, I would have taken out the bad guys, and the good guy cops come in, see me holding a gun, and blow my stuff away, you know?
Well, it's a .38 revolver against an AK-47. You know, it's not a fair battle.
It is if you put the bullet in the right place once.
Well,
but that's all you can do. You know, I can't see cowarding and staying, you know. I would say stay down and crawl to a vantage point where you could do some good if the people around you, if you had the opportunity. But I think I would assume you're not going to stand up and say, over here, Jack, you know. You wouldn't want to draw attention to yourself. You'd want to...
Yeah, no, you know, you're in a self-protection mode all the way. You know, you're not looking to be a stand-up John Wayne. You're trying to CYA, you know.
take the bad guy out at the same time. I think there will be more training. I think that... depending on how severe it gets, that some of the public will be called upon. The cops can't be everywhere all the time, and even if they'd had two or three cops at the place where they were, where the concert was, the bad guys could have taken out a couple of cops without any problem. They have the advantage
on Facebook of the aftermath of the room with the bodies laying around. It's surreal. The blood is all over the floor, and the bodies are, it's just surreal. You don't believe it. It looks like a movie. I had to keep telling myself, no, this is not a movie. It's not fiction. This happened. And it's hard to get it through my brain that it really happened.
Well, what do you think of your president's response?
Well, I think it was interesting that the day before or that morning or whatever, he said that ISIS was controlled or ISIS was contained. I think he thoroughly put his foot in his mouth.
One more time?
I don't know. I don't know what the man's supposed to do.
In my opinion, Obama's best option is what to do would be to keep his mouth shut. It's like calling ISIS the JV. Well, that got it shoved right in his face. And
I saw the picture of him and Putin bent over a coffee table.
Yeah,
sort of eye to eye, nose to nose. That was a great picture. would love to know what they were talking about.
Obama was saying, please handle this. I don't want to. I only got 16 months to go, and you take care of it, and I'll get out hands-free. Yeah.
Obama was probably saying, hey, I can do more for you after I get out of office.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I think this is where some of ISIS gets its salt and pepper from, is the fact that they realize that the leader of the world, the United States, has no leader, and the response will be negligible. At least France started bombing the hell out of them in Syria, so they got a quick response out of France.
Yeah, and I hope France hit something. I hope they didn't just dump their payload in the desert. You know, I hope they were well targeted.
Well, they continue to continue to bomb, so maybe they know something that we don't know, or we won't expose, or whatever. I don't know, and I personally think it's going to take boots on the ground. It's going to take. And again, I don't think they are, in my opinion, I don't think that they're a well-trained military force. They can pull off stuff like they did in France, but they can attack in Iraq and other places and take away from those that are less trained. But I don't think that ISIS is really a if they come up against a real military force, I think they're going to be in deep trouble. And that's what I would hope.
Well, do you see that real military force as being a combined French, American,
Russian,
Saudi force? Or, you know, that NATO is not going to go in because of Russia's presence. If NATO put boots on the ground, it would really light Russia up.
Well, you mean if they went into Syria?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they have to go into necessarily or totally go into Syria, but, you know, Russia can't be too pleased with them after blowing up one of their planes. And at the same token, I guess we have been sucked into it through NATO because... from my understanding, and from what the French prime minister or whatever he's called, you know, he has declared war on them, and in the NATO pact, if one country declares war, then we're all in it.
Well, let me ask you about Russia. The evidence strongly points to a bomb on the plane, the Russian plane. And it was probably ISIS. I think that's probably the consensus of opinion. Why do you think Russia has not yet taken action? Or do you think they have taken action and we just don't know about it?
Well, I think we're going to take a break, and we'll discuss that as soon as we get back. We'll be back.
Let's do it.
On the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on americaswebradio.com.
Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards right here every Thursday morning at 9 with me, your hostess, Pat Rulo. Or listen to my podcasts at americaswebradio.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action, from testifying to litigating to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show with Dan from the left coast and David from the right coast. Who knows? Anyway, you asked me...
You came
me,
back on too soon because I was just getting ready to pop an oatmeal cookie into my mouth. Huh. And now I have to wait until the next commercial break do that.
You ask about what... Why hasn't Russia reacted to the bombing of the plane? And you surmise, and that everyone is pretty well convinced that it was ISIS that blew the Russian plane out of the sky. My theory on that is very simple: is that Russia has a leader, whether you like him or not. Putin is a leader, and Putin does have experience in war, being with the KGB and a few other fine organizations that he was with in Russia. My assumption is, he's not sitting there doing nothing. He's just smart enough to keep his damn mouth shut, not make any stupid predictions or make an ass out of himself like Obama by opening his mouth. And he's listening and smiling and not telling. The last person he'd tell what he's about to do is Obama, I'm sure. And I think you probably have Soviet folks from shore to shore around the world that may be popping people that we don't even know about. And beyond that, ISIS may be in for a big surprise. I think they struck a target that they probably wish they hadn't of. In World War II, after Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, the guy in Nagasaki or whatever his name was that was the admiral said, we've awakened a sleeping giant. Well, I think ISIS has pissed on the wrong pair of boots with Putin. And Putin is, he's smart enough not to announce what he's going to do to the world. Keep it a secret. That's what you got intel for. That's what you've got your military for and your spy network for. You keep it a secret.
Yeah, he's not going to fight it in the newspaper.
No. And I have all the admiration in the world for him for keeping his mouth shut.
I wonder, right now Putin is pretty focused on keeping Assad in power or something. I'm not quite sure what his end game in Syria is.
I don't think it's Syria. I think it's the Middle East, and he wants to get he wants to be a strong man in the Middle East. And we've let him.
Well, he's certainly making good inroads, it looks like. I'm not sure that he'll go after ISIS right now. I think he might be tied up fighting the opponents of Assad. ISIS, he may put on a back burner.
Oh, no. I think I think he's obligated to go after him, and I think he is going after him. He's just not broadcasting it to the world how he's going to do this or do that. And
well, the weeks and days to come will be very, very interesting.
I would say that be an understatement, my friend.
Yeah, and, ISIS released a kill list of 7 cities in Texas, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't think they want to mess with Texas.
Well,
I think they should just leave Texas alone.
They might be surprised, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this is. I don't know. I'm. You can't just go out. You're not any better than they are if you just go out shooting everybody. But at the same token, I think that's the only thing they're going to understand is their people start getting killed, be it in the open or not in the open, and they'll start paying attention to it, that they personally could be next.
Well, do you know what a standard distribution curve looks like? It's kind of a upside down U.
Yeah, with the opposite of a bell curve.
Well, it is a bell curve. Yeah. So, if you look at the Muslim population as part of that bell curve, the radical Muslims on the left and the holy God-fearing Muslims on the right, and then in the middle are, you know, the most of your Muslim population, kind of like Christians. You have the radicals on the left and the God-fearing people on the right, and then most of us fall into that middle. And the more persecution that Muslims have around the world, the more the line moves on the left, you know, the more people fall into that radical group. It's an idea. We're fighting an idea. It's not like an armed country. It's an idea, and they recruit using the idea that Muslims are being persecuted. And it's a catch-22 for the rest of the world because they need to be persecuted. You know, the radicals need to be persecuted. They need to be hunted out and killed. But the more you do that, you know, for every one you kill, there's 2 that come in to take his place. It's a quagmire.
Well,
interesting.
Like you said, they may have a third thought about going into Texas after they've been there once or something. I don't know. It's we're facing something we've never really faced before, and how we react is going to.
Well, and I think the Pope here in the last week or two came out with a statement. I think it was after the Russian airliner went down that the Church needs to take a position, or the Church. Maybe I can find his quote right quick on Google. You reckon? What did the Pope say about ISIS? Did you hear his statement about a week or so ago?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he says the Pope says ISIS must be stopped. The peace Pope may reluctantly back force against ISIS. The Pope is now warning against refugees sneaking in, hiding terrorism and sneaking into Europe. That's interesting. The headline says, Pope Francis is now warning against the refugee situation and says that ISIS can use the refugee situation to infiltrate into Rome and attack the Vatican. Oh. Uh-huh. That's one of the things that I think would be high, relatively high on ISIS's goal chart is to do that very thing, is to infiltrate Rome.
Well, again, you know, I think they could do it, but I think the backlash on attacking Rome, attacking the Vatican, would be just be incredible. And
they all want to die. They all want to be part of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So the backlash is what they live for.
Well, they would get it, and I think they would. There better be a lot of virgins wherever they are, because I think they'd be. They would be called on. You know, and I don't disagree with you. That's what they want, and I think ultimately that's what they'll get. And I don't think they're going to like it when they start getting it. And I, you don't want to be like them, but at the same token, I think they only understand the worst. So you had Jihad Johnny killed. What did you think of that?
Well, I'm glad they got that guy. He's, of course, the guy that they suspect cut off some heads.
Yeah, I was.
And cutting off a man's head, how do you? I can't believe. You know, I just don't know what kind of person would do that. I'm so naive. I just can't see cutting off a head.
And enjoying it.
Yeah, and I.
Well, even worse than that, look at the children that they beheaded. I mean, that's just.
No.
These people are animals. They go back to the thousands of years ago, and they're animals.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do.
Barbaric.
They're barbaric.
And I guess that's where my opinion comes from, is that. You kill them, and that's just like if you had a wolf trying to get into your pig pen or sheep pen or whatever, you'd kill it, and you know, or you try anyway. And I think these people are right on the cusp of animalistic and no better than. A wild animal, and the answer to it is to kill them. And I hope they're all.
As you know, I've been in a Bible study, and we've been reading in Revelation. And the picture of God in Revelations is not a God that is going to be defeated by somebody like ISIS. I think things look grim right now with the way ISIS is going, but at some point, I'm pretty sure that God's going to take his sword out and do some chopping of his own. And I don't know when, but I don't know what that would look like. But if you read about God in Revelations, he's not somebody that you would go up to with any disrespect. I mean, he's a yes sir, no sir God. And he's got these living creatures around him that, he's a fearful God. He's an amazing, powerful, fearful God. And I think the good guys are going to win in the end. Don't know what it's going to look like between now and then, but I know the end is going to come out well.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we got to take our final break. You're listening to the Dan and
Dave Show.
Right here on America's Web Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Understanding health insurance is becoming more challenging. If you currently have insurance, you probably notice that it costs more to see your doctor. And if you're able to keep your doctor, it takes longer to get an appointment. The bad news is this trend is projected to continue. Your costs will likely continue to rise, while your healthcare choice and access will continue to fall. The good news is Peachtree ENT Center has the answer to this problem. We believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. We are committed to working with you, and we specialize in providing affordable care for patients without insurance, those who are underinsured, and those with high deductibles or catastrophic coverage, and we offer same-day appointments. You no longer have to choose between staying healthy and paying bills because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren, on Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctors' conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on America's Web Radio with the Dan and Dave show, talking about the situation in Paris that, in fact, ISIS came out today and said, we're coming to the States. So, you know, I think we should put the welcome mat out to them.
Well, what did they say?
They just said we're going to be coming
headed,
to the U.S.
Headed your way, huh?
Yeah, and I think, like I said, we should put the welcome mat out. As soon as they step on it, it blows their legs off.
Well, what do you think about the immigrants? Or should we let the the immigrants in?
I am 200% opposed to that. You know, I am not against immigrants by any stretch. However, this administration has been so terribly poor on vetting immigrants. Same way, and it's showing up in every minute in Europe. If we had a good method of vetting everyone that came in, I would have, you know, no trouble. You turn down the bad, you take in the good. But we have no system like that. In fact, we have, you know, our system is broken. It's it's antiquated. It's every other name you can come up with. And a lot of that is you can lay right on the table of this administration. The other thing that I am just beside myself about, as this was all happening, Obimbo let five more out from Gitmo with the thing that he's going to empty Gitmo. That was his promise, and so he's going to live up to his promise. And all we're doing is sending evil back to more evil, to do more evil.
Yeah.
And I don't want him in the United States. Gitmo is the perfect place for him to be. I think they've turned it into too much of a country club, but, you know, I don't want them in the U.S., and, you know, that's his ultimate goal.
Yeah, I just wonder how many are left at Gitmo. Couldn't be too many.
Well, as of, there's like about 100 left. That's all.
100?
105, yeah. I think, to be exact.
Well, just let them all go. Just open the doors.
Let them all go into the
47s and say, God bless you.
Let them go into the Gulf of Mexico and see how far they can walk.
Well, that's true. No water, no shoes. That'd be fair.
But I have no, you know, we have to give up. I'm sorry, but we have to give up this political correctness crap. Everybody's, you know, the old doing to others as you'd have them doing to you. I'm sorry. I guess we're going to have to look at that realistically and say, well, if they want to shoot me, maybe I better shoot them first. But beyond that, we have to stand up and we have to say we're a nation of laws and you're not minding the law, so, you know, that's it. And I think we should do this with our politicians.
Interestingly enough, I've been reading where a lot of the refugees and immigrants are young adult males.
Yeah.
That seems curious to me.
And that's the warriors that they want to infiltrate and to radicalize and do their thing.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but to change the subject. I read this morning that the Social Security system will be changing its name, and I just wondered if you had come across anything about that. We will no longer receive Social Security payments, but we will receive federal
benefit
payments. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
They're changing a lot of things that if you're already on Social Security and have your plan set out, it really supposedly doesn't affect you. And I might want to put yet after that. And a lot of that will change as soon as we get rid of Obama, assuming that another idiot like Hillary doesn't replace him. But if that happens, then we could be hurt as well. The people that haven't taken out Social Security but are about to, they're going to be in for some rude awakenings. This is so unfair. It's we were promised one thing and they're going to be giving us something else, and that's that's not the way a Christian world works, not the way a Christian country works. And this is all, it's all in the one world order, all in the plan of Obama, and if he's able to stay in power, which at this point his legacy will be that he was a weak leader, but his Congress was even weaker. And, it's something that we have to stand up for ourselves about. And they should not do away with Social Security under any shape, form, or fashion. We worked, we paid in, and we were promised, and we should get out. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a savings plan. It's your money that goes into it. It's not a government benefit payment.
They've already bankrupted the system for all practical purposes, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
We just have a very dishonest government and dishonest leaders, and we vote out one crook and vote in another crook, and that's what we've been doing for a while, and that's going to have to change.
Well, term limits keeps coming up. I would be in favor of term limits at this point.
Oh, I would too. No question.
People like Carson and Trump keep gaining momentum. People with no government experience, that's kind of an interesting thing that's happening. I wonder, as ISIS becomes more of a threat, do you think that works in favor of electing somebody like Trump or electing somebody like Clinton? That, Clinton has had the world experience that Trump has not had.
No, I think it would lean...
You think what?
I think it would lean more towards the possibility of somebody like Rubio or Cruz.
Okay. Rubio's a young man. He really hasn't seen much or done much. How do you figure it would work in his favor?
Well, I think that it would work in his favor from the standpoint that I think people would say we don't want a liar like Hillary in. We don't want a woman taking us into war, and that's where we're headed. We want someone vibrant and knowledgeable, and Rubio has been in on the Intel committee, I think, and on I've forgotten what other committee. So he does know what he's talking about. I'm not a big Rubio supporter. At the same time, you've got Cruz that might come forth. I think at that point it would be, who do we trust best to lead our country into battle? I don't think we'd look at Carson or Trump as military leaders.
And you say into battle. ISIS is a war, but it's not conventional. There's no battle.
No front.
There's no front, yeah.
Oh, I agree. But
so it's a different kind of war. It's asymmetric, right? That's the term they use, asymmetric.
But you still are going to be deploying something, whether it's National Guard or whatever, and you still have to have some understanding of how the military works and what can be done and what can't be done. So, you know what?
Yeah.
We're running out of time, my friend. We're about at the end of our road. Not quite. You got about a minute to go.
Well, I imagine our listening audience is saying, oh, thank God it's almost 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock, depending on what time zone you're in. these idiots have rambled on.
It's almost over.
Surveying hour.
I must say, we do have a guest on next week who is a retired major.
Well, maybe he'll know something.
He has an organization called the Folds of Honor. And it's out of Oklahoma. They pay for the education of wounded and killed service people, their children. They give them a college education. So we'll have more on that. But he'll be on next week with us on the Dave and Dan Show. Dave and Dan Show, Dan and Dave Show. I keep trying to take it away from you.
Will he be on the whole hour or segment?
Negotiating. Probably about 30 minutes.
Well, very good. Look forward to that show.
So, with that being said, it's time to put the plug in the jug and get the hell out of Dodge. So, we'll talk to you shortly, Dan, and thank you as always.
Yeah, tell the surveyors hello.
I'll do it. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.